Despite vocal opposition from Democrats, the Republican-run House this afternoon approved landmark legislation setting standards for trying and interrogating suspected enemy combatants. The vote was 253 to 168. The White House is pushing Congress to pass the legislation before lawmakers leave town this weekend for midterm election campaigning. NPR's David Wellner reports.
After nearly 2 hours of debate, during which Democrats were not given a chance to amend an enormously complex and controversial bill, House Majority Leader John Boehner cast the choice before his colleagues in starkly political terms.
Well, my Democrat friends work with Republicans to give the president the tools he needs to continue to stop terrorist attacks before they happen, or will they vote to force him to fight the terrorists with one arm tied behind his back?
Boehner and other GOP leaders argued that with the recent transfer of 14 suspected terrorists from secret prisons to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, it was urgent that Congress provide rules under which those detainees could be brought to justice. But California's Ellen Tauscher was one of many Democrats who said this bill, worked out between the White House and a group of Republican senators, was deeply flawed.
It is important to do it now, but we cannot rush to judgment and get it wrong again. Keep in mind, the president's original plan has not given us the ability to prosecute anyone because they got it wrong. And because they blew it and are about to blow it again, we're still not going to be able to bring the 9/11 perpetrators to justice, which is what we want to do.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi added that one of the biggest flaws is a provision that bars detainees from challenging their detention and treatment in federal courts.
By seeking to strip federal courts of habeas corpus review, this bill is practically begging to be overturned by the courts.
Perhaps the most poignant critique of the legislation came from California Democrat Doris Matsui, a Japanese-American who was born in a World War II internment camp in Arizona.
From my family's personal experience, I know something about what can happen to the rights of Americans when the executive branch overreaches in a time of war.
But Georgia Republican Phil Gingrich said his colleagues should take into account just what kind of people are being detained in places like Guantanamo.
They're not there because they were caught chewing bubble gum in class or throwing spitballs. These are very, very bad guys.
In the end, only 34 Democrats voted with Republicans to pass the detainees bill. Just 7 Republicans crossed the aisle to oppose it. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey warned his colleagues they will live to regret today's vote.
By passing this bill today, we are lowering our standards and we are encouraging other countries to lower their standards as well, and it will be the American troops captured on a future battlefield who will pay the price.
The Senate's also debating the same bill, but unlike in the House, there will be votes on 5 amendments to the legislation. If it's amended, it will mean the two chambers will have to reconcile their differences, and that could mean a later departure for Congress for its elections recess. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.